Good morning, Paul. Well, we've all seen the headlines. The sign in the window in a restaurant in Charlevoix read, "Due to the mistreatment of our servers, our kitchen is closed." That restaurant, the East Park Tavern, did indeed close their kitchen in protest to what they felt was inappropriate treatment of their staff. Well, this story has gone viral. It's even been featured on the Today Show. So we reached out to Charlevoix's Downtown Development Authority executive, Lindsay Dotson.
It's incredible the amount of attention that this is getting. I hope that overall the message is not shedding some sort of shadow on our perceptions or views of welcoming tourists, because clearly that is the main part of our economy and we would not exist or be such a beautiful place if it wasn't for that visitor. And so I hope that people read that and think, you know, good for them for standing up for their employees. When we come, we'll be sure to plan ahead, make reservations, and be patient with slower service. Obviously, this is a very isolated situation, and there's a lot more good things and good interactions that happen. So I just don't want it to detract from how wonderful of a place this is and how we pride ourselves on serving the folks that grace us with their presence.
So well said, Lindsay Dotson. Businesses have indeed struggled and continue to struggle due to the impacts of the pandemic. And now with inflation pressures and on it goes.
And especially in the food service industry, they've been impacted so significantly. Retailers are dealing with supply chain issues and higher labor costs. But the food industry, their margins were pretty slim to begin with. And with prices going up with pretty much everything, plus prices going up for labor, your margins are slim to none.
Hear this, let's cut our local businesses some slack during these trying times. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.